did was bad witness more so than I am that one.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I shut my mouth up and said that I must get more of that knowledge. And when I found more of that knowledge, I found more to some of the things that I was stating in that knowledge, and I didn't get that knowledge from his knowledge.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It's as if he was getting contact high of what I was speaking about way out here.
Yes, sir.
But not about where he said that the Master Wallace Deepa Rod Muhammad was not Master Wallace Deepa Rod Muhammad. And it's best of the most, I am numbers. I'm not that one.
Yes, sir.
All prison is due to Allah God in the prison of the Master Wallace Deepa Rod Muhammad, especially for the message of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You got to remember, when Allah God in the prison of the Master Wallace Deepa Rod Muhammad, especially for the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, took me through all this stuff and broke the seal on me on the 6th day of the 6th month of 1966, he didn't tell me nothing about the blue and white star that appears every so often.
Yes, sir.
He brought that to me later.
Yes, sir.
They didn't tell me about the statement that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad had made about the man, the vision of that jay.
Yes,
during the same time that I was going through this way.
Yes, sir.
He didn't reveal that to me until later, other days.
Yes, sir.
Way later. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, I am not going to sit there and say that I knew then behind a shadow of a doubt that I was the Master Jay, because I did not even know of no Jay relationship to this.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
If I said that, I would be alive, but I knew of the sense that I was of the Jay cat.
Yes, sir.
Living among the Jay.
Yes, sir.
But not knowing that it would have a lot to do with that particular thing, other than that I was living among the nuts.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? And you got to understand this. It is always that way with the one that Allah God, the person of Master Wallace Deepa Rod Muhammad, or Jehovah Yahweh, or whatever you want it to be. It is always that way when that person submerged within that one and that one speak, that he comes up against the world and he is living among the nuts.
Yes, sir.
That's one of the keys to understanding who the nut is. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And so therefore, you got to understand this here, that Farrakhan, which is Joshua, Judas Arrakis, you understand, which is Wardeen Muhammad, they have never been numbered among the nuts.
Yeah, no, sir, that's
they true. Don't classify them people. They haven't, what on record have they been into a mental institution behind this teaching?
Yes, sir.
You understand, you got to show me that you've been in a mental institution and it's been put on your record that you has been declared crazy by this government.
That's right, yes, sir.
Doctors analyzing you. Not through you saying that the people say that I'm crazy. I'm not talking about that crazy. Not numbing among the nuts that way.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about numbing among the nuts for this teaching by a psychiatrist of this world.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm talking about. Give me your credentials. If the shoe fits, you put the shoe on the person.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And if Allah God and the person of Master Wallace Deepa Rod Muhammad had the message of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad say, when that God, when the Allah, the new Allah is always this way, when another Allah is to rule, that Allah is not allowed to know none of the knowledge of the past civilization so that he will not utilize that knowledge of government, of building a kingdom of a government like that old world, so he will be forced to utilize the goodness of his heart so what he knows in his brain.
That's right.
So that means that person would have to be an illiterate one.
Yes, sir.
Illiterate in the sense of knowing anything about this world's way.
Yes, sir.
So if anybody stands before you and claim to be so interjectively, intellectually, intelligently inclined.
Yes, sir.
To using the proper pronouns and gestures and stuff.
Yes, sir.
That can't be the person.
That's right.
You take a look at Joshua with the fair club when he talk about the brother, he looks down his nose at the brother and says, the brother is a warrior. In that article in the paper.
Yes, sir.
He said he's a warrior,
yes,
but he is not intellectually inclined.
Yes, sir.
What in the world is he talking about?
That's right, yes, sir.
In other words, he is looking down his nose at the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Yes, sir, that's right, yes.
That's what it's saying.
That's right.
So that's why his clothes really have them become dirty.
Yes, sir.
And we can see that and understand now about the word God.
Yes, sir.
The way that he uses the word God is like God damn.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true.
Yes, sir.
It's like the record say, just drift and drift.
Yes, sir.
But I don't rather. How can a person, you claim to let someone direct you, when the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad says the only person that's going to direct you after me is Allah himself?
Yes, sir.
And this person, had this person talked to personally with Allah? At what time did he talk They say, during prayers, did he see him in his face? Did he sit down and talk with him? Did he shake hands with him? Did he shake hands with the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad in a physical sense that he could feel the imprint instead of a vision? Or was it a dream that he had?
Yes, sir.
Just because you say you had a dream, how do we know that you had the dream?
Yes, sir.
Son of Elijah Muhammad said, we're not here to follow a dream, and so that you would know what would happen if you follow a dream, look at Mr. Luther King.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We don't follow dreams.
Yes, sir.
Everything dreams, even a dog. If you watch him running, sleep around you, moving his foot like he's running.
That's right. Yes, sir.
We don't follow dreams. Is that not true? So how are we going to take a dream or a dream that a person says is a vision and says that he had this here and tell it to you and tell you that this here and that there and you follow that particular person when the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, we're not here to this day and time to follow dreams at all, to follow visions. We're here to deal with Allah God in the presence of Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad and his message of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad in the for real rhythm condition of the material.
Yes, sir.
Physical.
Yes, sir.
That's why we made the record physical.
Yes, sir.
Physical.
Yes.
Understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Material girls.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
And when the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad was out here in California with me, that's where they made in the record when they said, we got a message in the music, and they said, the moon by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, the moon is like representing him, like.
Yes, sir.
And they said, the moon beats down in California. And that was during the time that Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad and Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad was with me.
Yes, sir.
In the physical.
Yes, sir.
Not a vision, not a dream, but in the reality thing.
Yes, sir.
Now, that's why I can speak and say this on the conscious level to the peoples of the conscious level, come what may.
Yes, sir.
And they say, son, that person got hit of hostility, but you know, I'm just using the melody of the cards as it says of me in Ezekiel. As if a man who picks a guitar with a fine stringed instrument, that means that my voice is going to climb up and down the scale like a melody.
Yes, sir.
That's why he made me this way.
Yes, sir.
Allah God, the President of Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad, the President of Muslim Brahman, Muhammad made me this way so that my voice climbs the scale up and down like a melody in hell.
Yes, sir.
Now, he would have me come and teach, well, you see, the way it is this, and the way it is that. That's not a voice that's climbing up and down the scale with the like a key. Is that? That's a hole in a one-pitch tone.
That's right, yes, sir. And if you listen to it long enough, it could put you to sleep.
It'll put you to sleep, well. I want to say to y'all that we have here with this highfalutin due to the circumstance of the rights of verses and the ministry and constitutional.
Yes.
We need a voice that go to a material voice.
Yes, sir.
That covers every aspect of the rhythm and blues.
Yes, sir.
Of the scale of music to you know who.
Yes, sir.
That's the reality. That's the person that we love, who has a voice that sounds like a thunder coming out of darkness, sounds like a multitude talking.
Yes, sir.
This person sounds just like the person that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that he is Allah God and the President of Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad's voice when he talks to him.
Yes, sir.
So, yes, sir. So this is what we need. And this is what Allah God and the President of Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad has given us and to, for the people's needs through the works of Master Jay, who is the one that the Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad and the Master of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad say is here to please.
Yes, sir.
To please the need of the needy.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
That's why these tapes that Allah God, the President of Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad, is mentioned in the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, has caused it to come before the people's right now, caused it to come before the royal family right now, is cut so that the royal family can listen to it. It's hot off the press.
Yes, sir.
Hot off the press, directly from Allah God, the President of Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad, is mentioned in the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the words of Master Jay, to no one else but the righteous of this here that was in the stage of death.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes.
why we want. Sister of our God and the President, that's what keeps her up under this message. The most honorable I've made, Sister Anne, Mama so called Cynthia, make the statement about reading. We want to see her into that book reading now, dear.
Yes, sir.
We shouldn't have no time to be pushing foot in the lorry, gagging around, doing something else. Every time that she get a moment of spare time, she should get into the reading of Message to the Black Man.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
If she got any time to be able to want to play with Sister Anselm on the so-called Chantel, or get her, I mean, not Chantel, or Sister Anselm on the so-called Nichelle, she want to get off in the corner and talk with Sister Anselm on the so-called Nichelle, and then talk with her about Message to the Black Man.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
And if she get tired of reading, have Sister Anne some of my so-called Nichelle read that so she don't become a Miss Smart Aleck.
Yes, sir.
You understand? I recognize what Allah God, the President of Master Wallace, Muhammad, especially the most honorable Muhammad, made me know that my so-called daughter, Nichelle, Sister Anne some of my so-called Nichelle, is a smart aleck. I didn't say wise.
Yes, sir.
I am not by a long shot to say wise. I say that she is a smart aleck.
Yes, sir.
And the way I said it is sufficient enough to let anybody know that I'm well up on what she is.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, if you can associate and identify with her and communicate like it's harmony and y'all got a good understanding and you're not teaching Islam, then you're a smart aleck.
Yes, sir.
And smarten yourself right out of the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
The child is a smart aleck.
Yes, sir.
She has done become Allah God, the President of the Master Chief of Muhammad, the President of the Master Chief Muhammad, has made her to become a damn fool by the knowledge that she's learning at the school, who makes her think that she's know-it-all, and she's a smart-aleck fool.
Yes, sir.
I am talking the truth.
Yes, sir.
Do you know? Yes. All you have to do is look, stop, look, and listen.
Yes, sir.
And you'll know that what is being said is the truth.
Yes,
that's
sir.
That's right, yes, sir.
Sugar undoes it. When it begins to think that it's so smart and it's so sharp that it can't even communicate with its own brother, so-called brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Then you better stop and take a look at yourself.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Well, your so-called brother can't come to you. Your so-called brother can't come to you and say, I want to talk Islam. And you might jump up and say, not saying that this here has happened. You might jump up and say, I don't want to hear that.
Yes, sir.
Hear that shit?
Yes, sir.
Do you think that you can make statements about that knowledge and darkness and it not be brought to the light one way or the other?
That's right.
Yes.
Do you think that you might as well have begun saying it in this day and time?
That's right.
I don't care who it is, Sister Anselm, Mama so-called Cynthia, or Sister Anselm, Mama so-called Nichelle.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We do not come down to talk negative with a child.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
And push Islam to that child.
Yes, sir.
We don't come down to play with that child.
No, sir.
Allah God, the President of the Master of the Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of the Prophet Muhammad, bring you down to talk with that child in order to bring that child up.
That's right, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Make her a smart aleck in the way of righteousness.
Yes, sir.
So if she's smart aleck that now, and there's a negative to the President and a positive to everything, the way that she's smart aleck now is a smart aleck in a derogatory way.
Yes, sir.
So that Allah God, the President of the Master of the Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of the Prophet Muhammad, make it that way. So that you know, gee, she's that smart as an asshole.
Yes,
and
sir.
Then when we wake her up,
yes, sir.
Allah God, the President of the Master of the we'll have a dynamo.
Yes,
we'll
sir.
Have something
yes.
that can teach the other ones of her age bracket.
Yes, right, yes, sir.
They'll yes,
right.
listen to people of their age bracket more quicker than they would listen. They would call us the old granny. That's that old folks stuff.
Yes, yes, sir.
And Allah God in the person of Master Bada Tifa Mama is most understandable.
Yes, sir.
So he will raise one up from among the midst of you likened to you.
Yes, sir.
That means one that is within your age bracket too.
Yes, sir.
On all different levels.
Yes, sir.
That's why he's raising Brother Anselm Mama's so-called Calvin in a way that Calvin would be able to communicate and relate to the unlearned and uneducated one on his age bracket.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
He can understand that some is a little hard. He can understand why there's a little hard, because they don't really, interested in that foolishness of some of the black mind. That American knowledge in the first place don't hold no interest to the black mind no more.
That's right, yes, sir.
Because our mind has been starred beyond that knowledge.
Yes, sir.
That knowledge hasn't done nothing for them.
Yes, sir.
And by the God part of us developing now, it's hard for us to hold our interest in knowledge that is foolishness. It don't even hold interest for them people.
That's right.
It's so dull and so flat that they got to have vacations in between that.
Yes, sir.
They don't have enough knowledge.
Yes,
I'm just really just a